If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
All is right in the world because McSafety is here. Somebody said, a friend of his says they don't believe he brings in donuts every time. But why would he lie about that?
And he does.
Yes,
he
Dennis always brings delicious donuts from Lexington, Nebraska.
Dennis got an argument at a funeral.
You don't really
what
bring
was the
donuts.
Nature of the argument?
People went after Dennis.
Because they didn't think he actually brought his donuts
every
week.
They thought we were grandstanding.
It's an odd
Dennis.
Accusation.
Odd accusation. And this is
of
our...
all fake donuts.
This is McSafety.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just ate one, in case anybody wonders.
Connor ate his to the point where I thought he was going to hyperventilate. He ate it so fast. I mean, he couldn't
What's wrong?
I mean, he ate it so fast. It was like, no one's going to take it away from you, Connor.
Bill has a lot of money. Just ask.
He's also hiding his deer... today.
He's got his quarters if the
it's covered by a coat.
Excuse me, everything that's heavy fuzz, really, really fuzzy and quarter zip. And then I want more of a mountain scene, but I need to have some sort of antelope and deer on it. Yes, right over here.
Plain.
Rock B will have that.
Frolicking, yes. As Jake would say.
It's frolicking.
Do you have any frolicking deer?
In a quarter zip.
It's a great word. I mean, you ever say frolic, you gotta say
yes,
it.
We have a rack right over here. We have the frolicking deer rack.
Thank you to McSafety for bringing in donuts.
McSafety's here.
And what position does he play in football?
Safety.
He played safety.
Naturally.
For Cozad, they won a title in the 1960s, is that right?
Yeah, they beat Crete.
63?
I think so, and they beat Crete. What are you doing over there?
Dropped my pen.
Bill dropped his pen.
All right, we had some
We had action last night.
We had some games in the Big Ten last night. I actually, believe it or not, I'll say this, I did catch a lot of the 5 p.m. game of Penn State Rutgers. I'm not sure why. I did watch it, and I was stunned by the result because Nebraska plays Penn State on Saturday, and they were never competitive against Rutgers at home. The game was never close. They didn't score at home. It took them 7 minutes to score a single point. It was the 13th against Rutgers. I watched. I said, this is a kid. It was 10-0. I'm like,
that's bad.
There's 13 minutes to go. They haven't scored. It's
that's
a home
bad.
Game. And you asked the question about the crowd. Oh, my God. No one. No. Nobody there. Not a soul in sight.
I mean, do you think there's 1,000? Probably, right?
Potentially 1,000, but nothing more than that.
That intrigues me. When it intrigues me to turn a game on and see nobody there.
Yep, it does. Because this is Division I basketball. Yeah. I mean, it's Big Ten. Yes.
And then the funny thing is, go to Logan, Utah, and Utah State, and go to the Spectrum. It seats about 12,000. Every game sold out, and it's nuts. It is completely nuts. It's one of the greatest places I've ever watched a basketball game at. And Utah State will be in the tournament again. They'll be there like this, like they're whatever. The last 20 years, they probably made it 15 times.
Yeah.
But it's just it's a great atmosphere.
Penn State?
Penn State, not so much.
Final score there. Rutgers wins in a game that was always double digits, 85-72. They had no problems with Penn State. Rutgers.
Huh.
When we get to the rankings today like that, the bottom six of the Big Ten.
It'd be tough.
Tariq Francis had 22.
He's good. Number zero.
You like him?
Yes. Wasn't great against Nebraska, but nobody was in that game.
What about Josh Reed for Penn State? He had 22.
The name you would know from Penn State is former Husker Eli Rice. I'm not sure what his stats were last night, but he wasn't the team here last.
He played 14 minutes, was 0 for 4.
Not great. So 85-72 Rutgers. Northwestern beat Maryland 78-74 in Evanston.
I watched a good piece
of it. So you watched that one. I watched the first game. You watched that one.
And there was no one at that game either, just so you know. And
there wasn't?
And Northwestern kind of had the game in control, and then they just couldn't quite get it put away. But it was interesting to watch because it was bad ball.
Martinelli, 29 points for Northwestern. 29.
Bad ball, though.
Yeah, it was bad ball.
Which we expected.
I would say
the
crowd was... I'm going to say they had 2,000.
So more than Penn State then.
Yeah, but the 2,000, it would be hard to see. It was a wow, that's for sure.
A wow in that it was bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Martinelli, 29.
And then the game that was supposed to be the most interesting last night was never close. Jeez. Number 10, Illinois, flexed big time. This is the score. They won at USC, the 9 p.m. tip, 101-65. They win by 36 on the road at a potential tournament team in USC.
Mm.
7 players for Illinois in double figures last night.
USC 7-8. At what point do you say they're not a tournament team? They're 7-8 in the
Big
Ten.
They're not very good. They're not very good.
They should not be a tournament team right now.
Let's look at their resume real fast. Yes.
Well, they went undefeated in the non-con, which is what is giving them a chance. I think they had one or two decent wins in non-con, but...
Let's see what they got. They're 7-8. In the non-con, they beat, I don't know, do you consider Seton Hall a good win?
No, Seton Hall is one of the worst teams in the...
They're not horrible.
Do you consider Arizona State...
Seton Hall is this year. They're terrible.
Didn't they almost beat... Weren't they like...
They just look at their
third
record.
Third in the conference?
I'm
going to look it up right now.
You look that up. Is Arizona State a good win? I don't see a great win.
Arizona State's not a good win.
Seton Hall is fourth in the Big East, right? 8-8.
Okay, so they're not. That's an okay win. USC's resume, it does not. No, Jake, I don't see they did really well.
I'm not trying to say I'm vouching for them. I'm saying that in bracketology, they're
Lenardi.
They're right on the cusp of the tournament.
Ken
they're,
Palm.
They're either last four in or first four out.
At 7-8,
a 36-point loss at home is not going to help their cause of any tournament.
They did beat Indiana at home.
That was big.
Yes. They did beat Wisconsin at Wisconsin.
That's
a good win.
That's a great win.
That was a surprising win. That was like 2 weeks ago.
That wasn't very long ago.
No, that was big. So that's their big one that's helping them.
Yep.
But last night did not help. Again, 7 players, double figures. The whole starting lineup for Illinois they didn't even play that many minutes. They all had double figures. And off the bench, Stojakovic had 22 points for them.
There was talk yesterday of UCLA maybe not making it at 11-9. In the league. They're like going, okay, it'll be really close if they make the tournament at 11-9. And so I don't see how.
If they don't make the tournament, does that explain Cronin right now? That he knows that it's, he has to get them in the tournament. Right?
He does.
So is he feeling just pressure right now?
You want to talk about a must win when Nebraska goes to UCLA? That's a must win for UCLA. In what, a week? It's a must-win for them.
UCLA is they are 14-1 at home. They are a very good home team this year. Be a tough win for Nebraska. No games tonight.
Look at Jake's eyes.
Games tonight, by the way.
He's fully in it right now.
Yeah, he is.
He is very invested.
In trouble right now.
No games tonight. Tomorrow we'll have Indiana at Purdue, the lone Friday night game.
Pretty big game
on Fox.
That's big, isn't it?
That is big.
What has to happen in that game to make you feel good, Jake?
Indiana victory,
Indiana
I believe.
Victory. See? Okay, there you go. See, there you go. See?
At Purdue. Rick Heyman's song of the day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.